from Philadelphia. The Pennsylvania Senate on Monday passed two Republican crime bills. For WHYY, Tom Reese reports one would limit bail options, while the other requires prosecutors to share information with federal immigration authorities.
Allegheny County Republican Devlin Robinson's bill would limit bail options for people who have a history of violent crime, have injured or fled from authorities, or are trafficking fentanyl. Robinson cited controversial Pittsburgh Magisterial District Judge Xander Orenstein for releasing a defendant on non-monetary bail who was later charged for murder.
Dangerous criminals were released on a non-monetary condition despite their violent history of crime. This is just one example of a high-level threat to our constituents.
Another bill requires the state to notify immigration authorities if an undocumented immigrant violates state law. Both bills found bipartisan support, though most Democrats opposed them. They now move to the Democrat-controlled House. Reporting from Harrisburg, I'm Tom Reese.
In response to several flash mob gatherings and pop-up parties down the shore last summer that turned violent, New Jersey lawmakers could soon give final approval to legislation that calls for local crowd management. State Senator Declan O'Scanlan says the bill would also give towns the ability to call in the state police if things get ugly.
Out of control behavior is not going to be tolerated. There will be consequences, and there will be resources to make those consequences happen, and with the goal to deter these things from happening in the first place.
A separate measure that's already approved calls for penalties to be increased for anyone who incites a brawl at a public gathering. Pop-up parties caused chaos in several towns last year, including Wildwood, Ocean City, and Gloucester Township. The Philadelphia Phillies, well, the baseball fans were thrilled yesterday, tickled with the 6-1 win over the Colorado Rockies Monday in the home opener in South Philly. WHYY's Corey Sharber was there.
Fans packed the stadium to watch last year's NL East division winners hit some dingers and look to make another World Series berth. Nick Ventrolla said Monday's game made it about a dozen home openers for him. He's seen the highs and lows the team has experienced over the years, but said the fan base tends to stick with the Phillies through it all.
I think that this team, this core group of guys that has been here for a couple of years, they set the expectations high for themselves, and the fans just feed off of that.
For other fans, that passion comes with a price, including Daryl Goss, who bought a Phillies jersey for Monday's special occasion.
I spent a lot of money on this jersey, and I would like to keep wearing it, so let's go to the World Series.
Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Also in sports, the Flyers beat the Predators Monday 2-1. 76ers visit the Knicks tonight. Those Phils have the day off today, and they're back in action with the Rockies tomorrow. We'll have a mixture today in terms of the forecast. Sun and clouds together, 56 degrees for the high, and it will be blustery at